Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number two, bright and early here on this Thursday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. On a Wednesday evening, we got it, baby. The full NFL schedule release for the 2025 campaign. All 18 weeks, all 17 games for all 32 NFL franchises for 2025 officially and fully unveiled on a Wednesday night. Sure, earlier in the week, we had the marquee matchups, a couple of games that will dot your primetime slates all throughout 2025. Holiday games, primetime games, season debuts, but now everything. The exact date, time, and where the game is going to be played. We know now, DRS, the rest advantages. How many days in a row are you going to have to be on the road? All of that good stuff that the odds makers use to set their lines on a week-to-week basis, which thus informs what you should do when you look at a preseason win total, preseason division, conference, or Super Bowl price. All of that good stuff. That has been ironed out now around the National Football League. And for the next 40-plus minutes, it's what we react to here on this Thursday on the early line.
Yes, and I do like where the NFL tries to control the landscape and the narrative for 365 days per year. But let me ask you this question. Is there a need for a schedule release show? And I ask this, like, did anybody actually last night go at 8 o'clock, I'm tuning into the NFL Network to watch the schedule release? Like, we don't need that. Like, you know what we do need? Selection Sunday, a half-hour show to let me know exactly where these teams are and the anticipation that you have. Now, unless there were no leaks and you would just say, okay, here's the schedule coming out, you can't really do that because it's just a schedule. We're not like saying, you know, at the end of the NFL football season, we have a television show to let you know where they're seated and what stadium they're playing in and the anticipation that would come with that. So I do get a kick out of the NFL making it a big deal, but everybody knows the important games before the schedule release show, so what's the point of the schedule release show? I actually think the NFL, Ben, should basically have the entire month of May, where all they do is slowly leak out the schedule. A couple games every day, marquee game every day. Like, you know, ooh, wonder where the Eagles are going to be in week 14. We'll find out today. Or just say, like, you know, weeks one, weeks two, a 14-day stretch for 2 weeks. Week one, week two, week three, week four. You know what I mean? Each and every day, those schedules get released. But I don't know. It's a problem that nobody really cares too much about, rightfully so. I just enjoy hearing the games when they come out. But the schedule release show, stop it, man. You know, we got time for that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of where we fall now, right? A few years ago, it was like the NFL trying to be ironclad. No leaks, no schedule releases, nothing. You're going to tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's the first time you're going to learn where your favorite team is playing week number one. basically by the time you get to 8 p.m. Eastern time on a Wednesday, after the NFL and its TV partners start to release those marquee matchups Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. And then if you're tapped into your favorite beat writers or any of those social media accounts that really focus on the scheduling in the NFL, you can know all 17 games that your favorite team or your most bitter rival is basically going to play. Do we need a schedule release show? No. Is the NFL king? Yes. Is there a better sports league than the NFL about making something that could be a fax or an email, a television primetime event? Absolutely not. That is why the NFL always deserves some praise. But DRS, let's start with what we saw yesterday. Notable NFL Week 1 games. Of course, the season debut, now just 113, I believe, days away, or 112 days away. Yeah, that's going to be the Cowboys and the Eagles in Philadelphia. Confirmed yesterday, as we expected, a divisional rivalry as well on that opening Friday night in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Chiefs will be the road team against the LA Chargers in the Sao Paulo opener. Somebody in the NFL schedule office knows something, because look at that other game. The Jets hosting the Steelers. Justin Fields against his former team. But that doesn't really move the needle. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, the presumed quarterback of the Steelers, back in MetLife against the New York Jets to open up a new season? Now that might be something.
Yeah, you take a look here, man. The NFL, look, they miss on some things, but when they give you an opening week here, and I absolutely love it. You know me, Ben. I'm not a big proponent here of having overseas games. I didn't like when the Philadelphia Eagles went to, you know, Brazil to take on the Packers. Right. But can you be more excited by just opening night, which is Thursday night, which for me, again, an Eagles fan, the banner comes down, the Super Bowl trophy's out there, the kickoff to the 2025 season. But even if the Eagles didn't win it, it's just there's something about opening night where they give you a marquee matchup, and then it's like, oh, man, that was so much fun. Now I got to wait till Sunday. And they give you another banger on a Friday night in primetime just to get you lit for that weekend when you know it's going to be great, where there's no bye weeks. Everybody's playing on Sunday night, and then into Monday. And you see those games pop up again. Eagles, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers. And you're right, the Steelers and the Jets. Yeah. They did that on purpose because they understand the ramifications if it turns out that both quarterbacks going up against their former teams at this point, trying to prove points. The Lions and the Packers for NFC North supremacy there. The Bills and the Ravens on Sunday Night Football, man. This is like a marquee card that you could dream about. And yes, we're 113, 115, 116 days away if you count the Sundays and Mondays. But just looking at the matchups in week number one, boy, that is going to be so much fun when it gets here.
Yeah, DRS, and it really is fun for us as well, because although it might feel asinine to bet a bet right now for September 7th or 8th, it's still fun to get an early look at the odds, because we have win total, we have divisional prices, we've got playoff numbers, of course, we've had conference championship and Super Bowl 60 odds out for a while, but you get a direct comparison based on the situation. This team on the road, this game in primetime, blah, 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 against a divisional foe, a conference contender, whatever it might be. For instance, the Chiefs are only a 2.5-point favorite in Sao Paulo against the Chargers. It's technically an LA home game, but it's a neutral game in Brazil. So you're saying on a neutral field, a KC team that has dominated their divisional opponents and has won the AFC West for 9 straight years is laying less than a field goal? Maybe that gap not nearly as wide as it once was, right? It's those pictures, DRS, that we get with the schedule release and the odds makers setting the early odds for those marquee matchups, for the holiday games, for the entirety of the Week 1 2025 NFL slate that gives you an even further picture at what we're seeing for a new year in the National Football League.
And you're right about that, too. And you look at that game in Brazil. Let's look into the intricacies of what we saw last year in Brazil. It was exciting. You go down there. It was actually good weather. But the field was an abomination, which led to a lot of points in that game, which is great. Last time I saw the Chiefs in an abomination field, they beat the best team in the NFL, was the Philadelphia Eagles, Ben. So I look right now and you say, you don't want to lay a wager on that game, do you? No. If you can't get a pass rush, which you won't be able to get a pass rush in that game, excuse me, because everybody will be falling down, give me the over in that game immediately on Friday night for primetime action between the Chiefs and the Chargers. How about that?
Yeah, I love a DRS. And that over is already out. The number right now between KC and LA, 44.5, right?
Oh,
not a bad look if you feel that strongly about it based on what we had seen in the opening game for the Brazilian opener a season ago. How about Sunday Night Football? Because DRS, what really stands out to me about where the AFC stands right now, the Chiefs, not the reigning Super Bowl champions for the first time since 2022 to begin a season, but still the reigning AFC champions who have gotten the better of the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, and yet both Baltimore and Buffalo, 50 cents shorter than Kansas City to win the AFC as of right now. Kind of a head-scratcher in my opinion. Buffalo, a slight favorite against the flock for that opening Sunday night.
Yes.
Plenty more for the NFL schedule next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
So as we look at the NFL schedule release, we know the entirety of 2025 for the National Football League, all 272 NFL regular season games, all 17 games, 18 weeks for all 32 NFL clubs. Donnie, I do want to look at something because, again, we know the dates. We know the times. Great. Exciting.
Yes.
You have the full picture. You can plan your travel if you are a diehard fan. Mm-hmm. But I also enjoy it because you get the exact scenarios week to week the odds makers use. Who has home field advantage? Who might have the rest advantage? Where is the game being played? At what time of day? We know all of that now, and it's the odds makers using those edges to set their lines week to week. Bills, Ravens, opening Sunday night of the year, Sunday, September 7th. If you look right now, it's not the Chiefs as the AFC title favorites, despite winning their third consecutive AFC crown this previous season. It's the Bills and the Ravens who are 50 cents shy as co-favorites right now of KC at plus 360. So how do they square off against each other? It's the Bills, an ever so slight 1.5-point favorite in Orchard Park. And the early money line is minus 116. The early money line, a combination of Donnie's two shows.
There you go. It's beautiful. And also, the expectations for the Buffalo Bills, and it is based on the scheduling, because I can't get enough of talking about just going over the landmines that the NFC East has. And there's good football teams. Yeah. The Commanders looking to take another step. And you say, wow, look who they play. The Eagles, hey, that's a 13-win football team. No, it's not. Did you see their schedule of what they're going through? Now flip it over here to the AFC East, where I now look at the Buffalo Bills. I haven't gone through everybody's schedule to say, okay, this is 10 wins, this is 12 wins, this is 11 wins, all that stuff. But I look at the Bills' schedule and say, all right, let's just say they're at home. First game of the season against the Ravens, they win that. Then it's the right. Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, who have Michael Penix, the Panthers, who you hopefully take another step. Then it's the Chiefs at home, Dolphins again. We don't know what they're going to be. The Buccaneers, quality team. At the Texans, probably going to be tougher there. At the Steelers, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers is still around. Bengals at home, Patriots, Browns, Eagles, and the Jets to end the season. Like, that's one of those schedules that look like, okay, the wins are going to pile up for the Buffalo Bills as opposed to some other teams with much harder schedules. So the optimism for me is, do I love the Buffalo Bills roster? Not necessarily. Do I think they make the playoffs even before I saw the schedule? Absolutely. But now I look at this schedule and say, you might be looking at a team that's going to be fighting for that number one overall seed in the AFC to get home field advantage. I'm liking the Buffalo Bills from what I see from this schedule release.
No doubt, DRS. The Buffalo Bills are also the strongest favorite of any team to win any of our eight divisions around the NFL, minus 230. The Bills have won the AFC East now five consecutive seasons, but they have failed to get to a Super Bowl in that time. And, of course, two AFC championship game appearances coming up short against Patrick Mahomes and KC. That's my issue with the odds. Baltimore plus 360, 10 cents in front of Buffalo now, plus 370, who are 30 cents in front of Kansas City. I have no issue if you think this can finally be the year that Lamar Jackson and or Josh Allen get the better of KC and Patrick Mahomes. But you're not getting value. You are paying the premium. That doesn't make sense to me, and I think KC is being slightly disregarded. But when you look at the odds and when you look at the win totals, Donnie, four teams have a win total of 11.5 in number. The reigning Super Bowl champs in the Eagles, the team they beat in that Super Bowl, Kansas City, and then those two front runners in the AFC, Baltimore and Buffalo, based on the juice on either side, over or under, who has the best win total in the National Football League entering 2025? That would be the Bills, 11.5, the over juice at minus 145. And as DRS just laid out, it is the schedule that we see now, week to week, game to game, that allows that win total to look rather optimistic. In fact, our guy, Warren Sharp, who does his strength of schedule based on projected win totals and factors in all the things the odds makers do, home field advantage, rest advantage, how many consecutive home games, road games, bye week coming off that, all of that taken into account. The Bills have the fifth easiest schedule, DRS, for 2025. How about some other notable regular season games, like our Super Bowl rematch right from the start of the year, week number two in Arrowhead, the Chiefs and the Eagles. Both teams, Donnie, will have extended rest. The Eagles on the opening Thursday night of the year, a full 10 days in between that one and the Super Bowl rematch. The Chiefs have to come back from a foreign land in Brazil, but still the extended rest after opening their year on a Friday.
Yeah, so it works out good for both teams. You should get a really full tilt action show. The Eagles are obviously heavily favored to beat the Dallas Cowboys if they do. Hopefully the Chiefs win their game against the Chargers. Yeah, both teams 1-0 in a marquee matchup at 4:25 on a Sunday. It is an exciting, intriguing one, and you like it right off the bat. You don't want this to simmer for like 14, 15 weeks where maybe some players are injured that won't be there. You want this rematch right off the bat, and you're going to get that, which is exciting, and it's in Kansas City, so that fan base has a chance to try to influence the outcome of that game. The Philadelphia Eagles make no bones about it. They'll be ready, and they'll try to prove like that was no fluke in the Super Bowl. We're about to do it to you again in your own building.
KC, an ever so slight favorite, minus 110 on that money line. Home field advantage, of course, taken into consideration. The Eagles are reigning Super Bowl champs, are the favorites right now at a plus 650 clip to win Super Bowl 60 out in Santa Clara, California. The Chiefs, a bunch of marquee games, as we would expect at home. Look at them there. Chiefs against the Eagles, Chiefs against the Ravens, Chiefs against the Lions, and then they head to Buffalo for that always highly anticipated regular season showdown. The Eagles get a chance to show their might atop the NFC hosting the Lions week 11. And then what a great game, DRS. Second to last week of the regular season in Orchard Park, probably snowy Western New York at that time, between the Eagles and the Bills week 17.
That's a good one. It is. And that might mean a lot for both of these teams looking for maybe home field advantage or even just to get into the playoffs with how tough the Philadelphia Eagles schedule is. That'll be one of those measuring stick games that you have for either team, who measures up and what those records are, and it depends who wins it, getting that extra momentum heading into the playoffs. Yeah. And could it be a precursor to a possible Super Bowl showdown that you might get a preview of?
Right now, it seems very, very likely. DRS, you saw the Week 2 Super Bowl rematch there between KC and Philadelphia. It does have a line set. The early lines are out for the entirety of week number one, and then a bunch of marquee and holiday games, including international games. We'll talk about those next on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
The 2025 NFL schedule, fully released on a Wednesday night. We continue to react to it here and show you what the early odds are saying about the outlook for all 32 NFL clubs come week number one and beyond. Back to the marquee matchups, the notable regular season games. Just want to point this out. Again, we have the early lines out for the entirety of our week one slate in early September. We also have the lines out for a few marquee matchups, Super Bowl rematch between the Chiefs and the Eagles, some holiday games as well. But like the week four game, Donnie, between KC and Baltimore, just because we got the schedule last night, the line isn't out. The week 11 game where the Eagles host the Lions in Philadelphia, that line is not out on our lovely sponsor, the FanDuel Sportsbook. Just wanted to highlight that here. We do have some lines out, even for games deeper into the season, if they are played on a holiday. Here's our triple header on Turkey Day and our triple header on Christmas Day. Really great matchups on Thanksgiving. Lions, Packers, Cowboys, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals. Now that is a Thanksgiving triple header of football.
It is great. And they, again, the NFL, when they need to strike the pose right here, like the Heisman, they're giving you the Heisman right now, saying you want to enjoy your Thanksgiving. You might not like your family. You might just want to eat and go sit in the corner. This is your day to do it, which, again,
for sure.
We used to get treated to the Lions being absolutely horrendous for 30 years, ruining that first part. Like, hey, you know what? You're traveling to your family's house. You get in there. It's about the third quarter of the game. Hey, what's going on here? Detroit's down 40. All right, good. Let's wait for the Cowboys game where you either cheer for them or cheer against them. But now you got a really good Lions team and a good Packers team right off the bat. You got to get to your family's house, wherever you're going, early to make sure you're there for that one. Then you get Chiefs and the Cowboys and the Bengals, Ravens. That's as good a slate as you could have picked for a single game with three games that anybody could have said. I love it, man. That is such an exciting Thanksgiving day.
It's such a good point, DRS. That early game for Detroit, depending on where you live, 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Central, 9:30 on the West Coast. If you're nursing a bad hangover from Blackout Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, you might sleep through the opening half. Not anymore with where the Lions stand. And, of course, hosting their division rivals in the Green Bay Packers, expected to be great this year as well. The only line out for Turkey Day is the Chiefs, a 4.5-point favorite in Big D against the Cowboys. I guess Thanksgiving also now includes Black Friday football. The Eagles a full touchdown favorite, or at least 6.5 with a juice at -120 against the Chicago Bears. And then we get to the Christmas Day triple header. NFC East duel, the Commanders at home against the Cowboys. The Vikings in a divisional game in the Twin Cities against the Lions. And the Chiefs and the Broncos. Not just a triple header on Christmas, sorry NBA, but a triple header of what could be crucial divisional matchups, Donnie. And Christmas is not, oh, yay, Christmas.
Yeah.
It's also week 17, the second to last week of the regular season. Divisional races at stake in the Hunt playoff graphics certainly will be impacted by those three games.
So that Christmas is a Thursday. Now, I don't know if it goes under the rules, because late in the season, they do tell you that you can switch a Thursday game, because your point is right. If we get Cowboys Commanders for a playoff spot or seeding, awesome. Lions, Vikings, Broncos, Chiefs, the same thing. But if we get where the Vikings were terrible with J.J. McCarthy, can we get them out of there at that point? Or even the Broncos and Chiefs, where the Broncos were expected to have a good season and didn't have a good season, but maybe the Chiefs are at that point? But just looking on paper right now, the expectations are the Cowboys and Commanders to be on possibly a playoff plane. Same thing with the Lions and the Vikings, and more for the Lions at that point, and the Broncos and the Chiefs. So it's a good day also. So if you're the shame of it all is for the NBA, this is the start of our regular season and a showcase. That's got to hurt, because that is one of those days that you sell to the networks, you're going to get monster ratings, and they just get slashed by 80% because the NFL decided they wanted that day as well, which is crazy work, but that's the way it is.
Even last year when the NFL was like, hey, it's a Wednesday, who cares? We're still playing on Christmas. This a short week, of course, but at least a Thursday. You wonder what the NFL is going to do in like 6 years from now when we're back to a Tuesday and how that exactly looks. Speaking of short week Thursday night games, by the way, we've got our entirety of what the Prime Video TNF short week game is going to, or short week games are going to look like. We'll show you that on the other side. We'll talk some international games as well. DRS, the odds are out for Christmas. The Commanders more than a field goal favorite, 3.5 against the Cowboys. The Lions an early 3-point favorite in the Twin Cities against the Vikes. In KC, 4.5-point home favorite against the Broncos. Plenty to discuss around the schedule next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Notable primetime games throughout the 2025 NFL schedule. We continue to react to everything in the schedule unveiling here on this Thursday morning on the early line on Sports Grid. DRS, our technical first short week Thursday night football game comes week number two. I guess when you're fresher, it's better to play on a short week as opposed to like week number 14. The Packers will host the Commanders week number two in Lambeau, a matchup between two teams expected expected to contend for the NFC. Divisional game, Rams, Niners, week number 5. Chargers, Vikings, week 8. That's Jim Harbaugh against his college quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, now in the NFL. The Texans and the Bills, week number 12. Lions, Cowboys, week number 14. Bucks, Falcons, maybe an NFC South game that could have huge implications on that divisional title race coming late in the year, week number 15. Donnie, I do find it interesting for the Vikings, by the way. Win total for Minnesota entering this year, 8.5. The over has a slight bit of juice. You could look at it one of two ways. Whoa, that's a steep drop-off for a team that, even with Sam Darnold, won 14 games a season ago. Or you could say, seems a little bit steep for a team led by a rookie quarterback de facto in J.J. McCarthy that still has a ton to prove at the NFL level. How do you look at the Vikings this year, Donnie?
It's hard to look at the Vikings optimistically and say they're going to be just as good as they were last year with Sam Darnold. But then you're saying to yourself, well, there's a reason why they moved off Sam Darnold and went to J.J. McCarthy, because they feel he gives them the best chance at the future, and the future being the key word. And also understand this, like, J.J. McCarthy is a winner. He's got a strong arm. That's why he was drafted high, and they probably think great things of him inside the building. But sometimes you got to go back to college football and say, yeah, this kid was a gunslinger. This kid got after it. Threw for 4,500 yards, 5,000 yards, 50 touchdown passes. Like, he is a gamer. And he is a gamer, a game manager here, which is not what you want for the Minnesota Vikings when you got some high-powered weapons out there that you want to shoot that football down the field. Now, KOC is a great offensive coordinator, a good head coach. I'm sure he'll make it work, but the optimism of, yeah, they're a 10-win football team with a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Rookie quarterbacks do one thing typically, that's burn your money.
Glass half full, DRS, Kevin O'Connell got Sam Darnold to win 14 games, but again, you still got to be willing to take the drink. And J.J. McCarthy, who the Vikings certainly believe in, of course, dispatching of Sam Darnold, and 2 Aprils ago moving up to make sure they got their guy in McCarthy at 10th overall, a lot of that is projection, because what was proven collegiately was a great winner, the best win percentage of any quarterback making at least 25 starts in the last half century, in a national champion to end his collegiate career in Ann Arbor, but not tasked with doing much on the offensive side of the ball. No odds out, DRS, for those Thursday games on a short week, but the Vikings do have 3 games already set with an early line. Monday night, to conclude week number 1, Minnesota, a slight, and I mean ever so slight by 4 cents, road favorite inside Soldier Field for Ben Johnson's Bears debut as their new head coach. And then, of course, Minnesota making history in the ways that I'm not sure they really want to be known for, the novelty that we discussed earlier in the week. First ever NFL team in history to play back-to-back international games, but in 2 different cities, in Dublin first against the Steelers, following Sunday in London against the Browns. In both of those games, Donnie, Minnesota 2.5-point favorite against Pittsburgh in Dublin, full touchdown favorite against a Browns team in London. Cleveland, of course, not expected to do much this year in 2025.
And how about that? You take a look at the advantages that they have. You say, well, they're overseas. That's not fair. It's back-to-back weeks. There are also 2 road games that you should be playing in opposing teams' buildings with their fan bases that you're not going to get now. So advantage for the Vikings, where if you're looking at their team total, that's an anomaly that you don't really see from an NFL regular season schedule. Usually you lose a home game. Like, oh, we're going overseas. Like, I hope that's not our home game, or 2 of them at that point. This time, it's none of them for the Vikings. So now you see the point spreads. They're favored in both of those games. They probably wouldn't be favored against the Pittsburgh Steelers if that game was in Pittsburgh. But now that the favorites, because it's a neutral site, you win one of those games, you're happy. You win 2, and they're 2 road games, quote unquote. Whoa, you got something now. That's a +2 on the season right off the bat.
8.5, the win total for the Vikes this year. The over has a slight bit of juice. How about some notable Monday night football games? 4 Monday night doubleheaders this year, by the way. I think week 2, week 3, week 5, week 6, or week 6, week 7. The Lions and the Ravens in week 3. That will be a great one in Baltimore. Bengals, Broncos, week 4. Bears, Commanders, of course, a matchup of 1 versus 2. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. Last year, the Hail Mary in Landover that broke the hearts of Tyreek Stevenson and Chicago. Chiefs, Commanders, just a couple of weeks after that in KC. Eagles, Packers, Eagles, Chargers, week 14. A couple of teams, DRS, that we see Monday night or in primetime spots that are going to be looked at optimistically because of what they did with not that great of expectations the year prior. Of course, the Commanders, after getting to the NFC Championship game for the first time in more than three decades with a sensational rook in Jaden Daniels, another great rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, in Denver, now in year number three under Sean Payton. Year two, of course, for Bo Nix. The Chargers, a great first year under Jim Harbaugh. Can they take yet another leap? Those three teams, Donnie, a lot of primetime standalone marquee matchups for 2025.
Yeah, you want the young, exciting players that people just started to get to know. You want to showcase them now, and the expectations for the Commanders are to have a big season. Last year, getting to the NFC Championship game after upsetting Detroit on the road, the people want to see Jaden Daniels. He's fun. Yeah. He's got Deebo Samuel. They got an offense that should absolutely cook next year. No surprise that they're one of those pick-me teams that say, you know what, we're going to take you now from just a regional team that you guys been buried for so long under the Dan Snyder regime. Now we're going to take you national with a team that you could be proud of, respected, and we'll put on some pretty good football on a night-to-night basis. I like the Commanders in a lot of primetime spots. Fun team to bet, fun team to watch.
14 teams right now, DRS, with a minus money price, even slightly in minus money to make the postseason. That tracks, right? Seven in each conference get to the playoffs. Seven from the NFC, seven from the AFC, a minus money price, including the Commanders at minus 128. Sixth best number from NFC teams in front of the Green Bay Packers. The San Francisco 49ers, minus 172 to get to the postseason. Can San Francisco bounce back from a dismal six-win season in 2024, a lot of that due to injury? We had already shown you the international games released in full on Tuesday morning, that seven-game international slate, but here it is once again. Chargers, Chiefs, Sao Paulo, Brazilian opener on that Friday. The Chargers designated as the home team. The Chiefs are the slight under, or the slight road team, but a slight favorite in that game. Vikings, Steelers, Vikings, Brown, as we said. Broncos, Jets in London. Rams, Jags in London. Those three London games, three consecutive weeks, a few weeks off from an international game. The Falcons in the Colts in Berlin. The Commanders in the Dolphins in the first ever game over in Madrid. DRS, of those international games, what intrigues you the most?
Chargers and the Chiefs right off the bat on that Friday night. It's in prime time. We all get to enjoy it here. Not a Sunday morning shoehorn game that most people forget was even playing outside of their fan bases at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, which means 6:30 out on the Pacific Coast here. I look at that and say, Sao Paulo, I love it. Why can't we just have a Friday night international game every single week? Now we're cooking with big actual ratings, people that can watch it and will enjoy a Friday night football game.
Donnie's first bet of the NFL season, at least via a spread, a money line, or a total for a specific game, over 44.5.
Yeah,
that's
come
on. Paulo opener between the Chiefs and the Chargers. Again, KC only a 2.5-point favorite in a neutral site game, DRS. Kansas City has won the AFC West 9 consecutive years and is yet only a minus 110 favorite to win the division again because of the comeuppance of the LA Chargers and the Denver Broncos. The Dolphins, a slight underdog in that final international game against the Commanders. I think it's going to be a really interesting fourth year under Mike McDaniel in 2025. DRS, in his first 3 years as a favorite, the Dolphins 23-7 straight up. As an underdog, 5-18. When they're not expected to win, they often don't. Let's talk some NBA playoffs next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
We have reached the stage of the NBA postseason where now doubleheaders kind of a thing of the past. It is basically going to be one lone NBA playoff game for the rest of this postseason because two of our 4 second-round sets are done in 5 games, but still two more series to be determined, including in our only playoff game tonight at altitude in Denver. It's the Nuggets on the brink of elimination, but with home court advantage against the one seed out west, the Oklahoma City Thunder, trying to get to the Western Conference Finals just one win away. An updated number of 4.5 in favor of OKC. We'll get to that in just a matter of moments. But Donnie, you've been pretty convinced that based on what we have seen here in this series, that Denver has kept things competitive enough to at least force a game 7 that would require an outright win in Mile High tonight. Do you still believe on the morning of game 6, the Nuggets can get that done?
I do think the Nuggets can get that done, but more interesting is can they get it done within the spread if they don't win the game outright? Now, understand this too. Like, there has been a blowout in this game. What was it, game number 2 in OKC? You know, absolute sound beating. Yeah, exactly. Sound beating of the Nuggets. But after that, they've been very good. And also understand this, you're on your home court here. You're very good. It's elevation outside of the crowd. It's the biggest advantage in the NBA where they do play. You do also have what they feel is the best player overall in the NBA, Oklahoma City, who's going to count to that with SGA, who's probably going to get the MVP this year. But you are getting points as well, which is the key factor. Like I talked about yesterday when we talk about take a look and say, okay, it's closing time for the Knicks to go on the road there for the Boston Celtics. And you go, you know what? The Celtics are favored by 4.5 points. I didn't like that. I thought the Knicks would win outright, but I still would have probably taken the Celtics if, Ben, they were getting 4.5 points at home, which they were laying. So I look at this again and say, well, it's a little bit different now because now the Nuggets are at home getting the 4.5 points as opposed to last night. The Celtics were favored at home. It's a little bit different of a mindset. If you are, again, just looking at the line, that's an OKC line. It is. I understand FanDuel here in New Jersey, Ben, opened up at 5 points and it's dropped to 4.5. I'm interested to see once, you know, the betting public gets home and reigns in on this game at 8:30 as a tip tonight. But if I look at the line, it is telling you Thunder, but I still want to take the Denver Nuggets because I do think there's a chance that the Nuggets can win this game. And if they don't, it's probably going to be within a few possessions, which would put you right in the crosshairs of that 4.5.
The Denver Nuggets in the opening 5 games of this second round series have been the underdog in every one. They have been at least a 5-point underdog in every game so far. This the shortest spread, currently at 4.5 in favor of the Thunder. The Denver Nuggets have covered in 4 of the 5 games in this series, of course, including outright victories in dramatic fashion in game number 1, down by 13 points in the final 8.5 minutes of the game or so, rallying in that fourth quarter in OKC and in OT in game number 3 at altitude. 4-1 against the spread. The Nuggets, Oklahoma City DRS, who won their opening game against the Grizzlies by 52 in the opening round. That second game by 19, they were a 13-point favorite in both, have only covered one time in their last seven games. It was that 43-point rout in OKC to even up this series at a game apiece in game number two over Denver. And the Thunder, not just the best regular season team in the NBA, a 68-14 mark, but by far the best cover team in the association throughout the regular season as well. This young core for Oklahoma City trying to get to uncharted territory, that would be an appearance in the Western Conference Finals. But Oklahoma City as a franchise, and I'm talking about in the 17 years, specifically in the state of Oklahoma after leading Seattle since the 08-09 season, this would be the fifth appearance to the Western Conference Finals, but the first DRS since the end of the KD Russ era that came to a close, of course, in 2015-16. They were leading 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals that year against the Golden State Warriors, only to see Steph, Klay, and Dre come back. And then Kevin Durant, of course, joining Golden State the year following. This is a big moment for this Thunder group because, Donnie, that has been the question about OKC, the one seed in the Western Conference each of the past 2 years. Do they have the playoff might? Have they learned from their postseason lumps? Have they gained that critical learning experience to capitalize at least in games 4 and 5, in dogfights in the fourth quarter? OKC has come out still standing. To me, that's been a lot of growth, and I think benefits the Thunder in this game 6 matchup, trying to clinch this second round series, get to the Western Conference Finals, and do so on the road at altitude.
Yeah, we were extremely close from that game number 5, fourth quarter lead here for the Denver Nuggets, where they would be going home in a game number 6 in their own building looking to close out the Thunder. But you're right, credit the Thunder for being scrappy, not giving up on that game and outlasting the Denver Nuggets. And this would be another sign of growth, you are correct, if they go on the road against a previous champion and close them out in their own building with no need for a game number 7. Now, probably will they win game number 7, be heavily favored? Yes, but nobody wants to go to a game number 7. Crazy things happen. Players that normally step up. This guy hits 2 threes a game. He hits 7 triples in a game number 7. We've seen those unsung heroes step up. You don't want that if you're OKC. You want to handle your business. And also, from an attack point where OKC's not the dog by 8 points, and they're like, hey, wonder if they can play a good game. They're the favorite, and rightfully so. They're the better team here, but it's just hard to say, boy, I'm going to pass up the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and that altitude on their home court to not win this game or at least cover the 4.5. But you do have a heavy public support here for the Denver Nuggets at home, which sometimes can get you in trouble. But if I'm just looking optimistically, you had a game 2 nights ago that we talked about. The Pacers on the road. Look at that line. Ridiculous. You got to just read the line and take the Cavs. No, outright by the Pacers. And then you saw last night. Hey, look at that. Just read the line. It was the Celtics. That game went the direction. I wonder where this game goes tonight, where the public is saying, no, 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 the Nuggets at home getting points, which again, optically makes a lot of sense. But again, those numbers, Ben, from the FanDuel Sportsbook aren't just plucked out of thin air. They're there for a reason.
72% of the money on the spread backing the home underdog. 68% of the volume of bets backing the Nuggets, the home underdog. If not tonight, if Denver at a plus 162 moneyline price can extend this series to a game 7, we expect the Thunder to be a hefty favorite. They have been a double-digit favorite in all 3 games at home. They only covered in game 2. Of course, they lost outright in game number 1. They're a minus 1,500 series outright favorite to just beat the Nuggets in one of these final 2 games. A little bit more on that series. Draft lottery conversation next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
One NBA playoff game tonight. It's a closeout opportunity for Oklahoma City, albeit on the road at the home of the Denver Nuggets. Quickly back to the total, DRS. 217.5 is the number now. First two games of this set, way over. Games 3 through 5, way under. Our game three total was 232, and even in overtime, did not come particularly close. Neither team scoring more than 92 points in game four. In game five, we stayed under as well. 217.5, the number tonight. If the Nuggets keep this game close, what does that mean for the over-under?
Again, the Nuggets keep it close. I think it's more in their realm, which means the game is a little bit tighter to the vest. Use that home court advantage and you sort of get after. But understand this, the thought process behind usually simplicity, Ben, is it's a closeout game situation. I lean towards the under. Well, good luck if you did that last night. You went 0-2, or if you're just playing off of that theory. So 217 isn't a high number. Now, granted, yesterday's games, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think we had a 208 and a 203. So much, much lower than 217.5 right now. By the way, other outlets showing 216.5. So those numbers certainly trending towards lower. But for me, if you're asking, a higher scoring game probably favors OKC. A lower scoring game, which means Denver was about their business, slowing the game down, making the plays they needed to, and outlasting the Thunder, which is probably what they will have to do tonight.
Yeah, DRS, it is interesting, right? Because the Nuggets offense has really stalled the last few games. It was Nikola Jokic struggling. Games 2 through 4, only 33%. Much more efficient, of course, in game number 5. 45 points, 17 of 25 from the floor. But everybody else, not all that great. 32% for everybody else from Denver. What is Jokic's points prop tonight? 28.5. 14.5 rebounds, 7.5 dimes. He has not had a great assist series in terms of dotting those dimes all around the place. Yeah. Pretty sure he has not even recorded a triple-double. Unheard of out of Nikola Jokic in the opening 5 games of this series. Drum roll, please. Yeah. What is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's points prop? Somewhere around 30, 29.5. What did SGA have in the game 5 victory? 31 points. He has scored 31 plus in 3 of the 5 games, but never more than 34.
Yeah, it's what he does, man. It's just incredible where he has that sort of governor on him that says, don't you go too fast here and go over 35 miles per hour. Like, no, he's going to be right between 30 to 34 points on a night-to-night basis. And you need him to step up because that's your superstar player. That's your MVP in a closeout situation against a former three-time MVP. That's what you have to do. Yeah. But for me, you start to slow it down and say, what makes sense in this game? Because you know me, Ben. You can look at the superstars, 29.5 for SGA. You can look at the superstars, Nikola Jokic, 28.5. They're expected to get their points. But I'm telling you right now, if you said, Donnie, give me one player that you're trying to match up tonight that you think needs to have a good game and will, Jamal Murray. 21.5 points is his price. Sometimes the correlations, Ben, we talk about aren't just about the analysis of how the game plays out, but just keeping it simple by going, you tell me Jamal Murray gets 14 tonight, and you tell me how the Denver Nuggets do. They're not going to be competitive if he does that. Now, can Nikola Jokic do a 40-20 tonight? It doesn't matter. Yes. But Jamal Murray going off early, getting that stroke down, and also understanding he's got to shoot 20-plus times. I really like Jamal Murray tonight, 21.5. He has to have a good night if Denver wants to win and or at least stay close in this one for me.
28 points for Murray in game 5. Not overly efficient, but still, him and Jokic combining for 72. And in a loss, you can either look optimistically or maybe glass half empty. Oklahoma City, 4.5-point favorite tonight. So they're favored in game 6 in a closeout spot. If we do see a game 7 in OKC, where the Thunder have been at least a double-digit favorite, obviously the odds makers expect Oklahoma City to win it in a big way. But again, we're at game 6. On a road game for the Thunder, a minus 1,500 price on OKC seems a little bit outlandish to win this series. Maybe some value with the Denver Nuggets. Let's talk quickly, DRS, about the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg, a minus 100,000 favorite to go first overall. Thank goodness. We got the report yesterday. Dallas is not going to trade the pick and draft Cooper Flagg. He is a generational talent. No duh. Nico Harrison, but it is Nico Harrison. The conversation is really at 2 and 3. Dylan Harper is a minus 2,400 favorite to go second overall to San Antonio. But do the Spurs really need him with Steph Castle and De'Aaron Fox there? Maybe not, but that is seemingly the right pick. What do you want your Sixers to do quickly, DRS, at number 3 overall?
Yeah, I haven't really gone down the path of then I know the two Rutgers kids, and they were always supposed to be in the top 3 in the draft outside of Cooper Flagg. So you're probably leaning towards Ace Bailey, which has a lot of high upside, which is like what you want to see out of your guys as opposed to a completely polished product coming into the NBA. But the VJ Edgecombe, certainly a good score. I don't think they can lose in the 3 spot, which is what I'm happy about.
They got into the top 6. That's good enough. Hour 3 next.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.